The state Supreme Court ruled yesterday that Wisconsin's cap on non-economic damages awarded in medical malpractice lawsuits is constitutional and should stay in place. The 5-2 ruling maintains a limit of $750,000 that can be awarded for pain and suffering in malpractice cases. The money for those damages comes from a statewide compensation fund paid into by doctors. Chimaine Mills is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She's been covering this story. Chimaine, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. Glad to be here.
Well, give us a background on this case that ended up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Well, it started back in 2011. There was this 50-year-old woman, Ascaris Mayo, who went to the hospital, a hospital in Milwaukee, with severe abdominal pain. And she had a history of fibroids, so they thought maybe that was involved, told her to go to her OB-GYN, released her. Turns out she had a severe infection. Now, she went to a different hospital the following day, and that's when they realized she had this bad infection. They gave her antibiotics, but it was too late. Eventually, they had to amputate her arms and legs because she had severe gangrene.
And so a medical malpractice lawsuit ensues. What had courts previously awarded before this ended up at the state Supreme Court?
Well, she was awarded $25 million by a circuit court in Milwaukee. And most of that was for non-economic damages. There was about $9 million for medical costs, and the rest was pain and suffering, what we refer to formally as non-economic damages. And the judge okayed that decision, said, you know, in this case, the cap is unconstitutional. Well, of course, then you had doctors' groups and attorneys for the compensation fund deciding to appeal that. They went to the appeals court where unanimous decision that it wasn't only unconstitutional in this case as it applied to this woman, but overall. And so then that's how we got to the Supreme Court.
And now let's talk about that cap. So it's a cap not on the economic damages. You mentioned there's two different things going on here. It's a cap on what people call pain and suffering, the non-economic damages. What is the cap in Wisconsin that was passed by the legislature?
Well, it's about $750,000, $750,000. And there was a time when Wisconsin had no cap. When we first started this patient compensations fund, basically insurance for doctors who are sued, there was no cap. That was in 75. Then we had the cap at $350,000. That was found unconstitutional, and then it was increased subsequently by lawmakers in 1986 to the current level, $750,000.
So this comes to the state Supreme Court, which ends up saying, yeah, the cap is constitutional. What was the argument that won over the majority of the court?
Well, in a 5-2 decision written by Chief Justice Patience Rogensack, she said that lawmakers had a good reason. They had a rational basis for coming up with this number. And the argument made to lawmakers by doctors and other groups said, if you want to keep doctors, they can't be worried about medical malpractice claims, putting them out of business. Another thing is, if you want to keep the fund big enough that it can pay out all potential claims, you need to have a cap on some of the awards. And so in their decision, justices said there was a rational basis for this cap, and therefore we think it's constitutional.
Talking to WPR reporter Chimaine Mills about a ruling from the state Supreme Court this week upholding the state's cap passed by the legislature on non-economic damages, pain and suffering, it's often called, in medical malpractice suits. So what did the justices on the losing side of this and the plaintiffs argue in this case?
Well, they say, first of all, the cap provides unequal protection because those who are most severely injured are not getting what they should. And in this case, the jury awarded $16 million for pain and suffering, and they're going to end up, the woman and her husband are going to end up getting 5% of that because of the cap.
This, let's talk about what was at stake here. Potentially, from what you said about the appeals court, this could have not just affected this one plaintiff. This could potentially have struck down the legislature's cap on non-economic damages. Do I have that right?
Exactly. With the original circuit court case, the judge said this applies only to this woman, whereas the appeals court went even further and said, no, the cap is unconstitutional for everyone.
And even if they'd said, okay, it only appeals to this one plaintiff, that sounds like could have opened the door to the next plaintiff with a really egregious case of medical error also being an exception. And it sounds like the majority was not going for that.
Right. And it should be noted, there aren't a lot of these cases. In fact, Dan Rotier, who argued this before the court in April, said there's only one or two cases which exceed the cap every year. Most juries just do not award beyond the $750,000.
So is there any opportunity for appeal here, or is this a case where the state Supreme Court has ruled and it's done?
You know, they have ruled and basically said it's not in our domain to second-guess the legislature. So if it were to change, it would be up to lawmakers, which has happened in the past. We've had no cap, $350,000, then the level we're at now, $750,000. So lawmakers could, if they wanted, change the cap or strike it entirely.
So it sounds like there's kind of a constitutional separation of powers argument. I think in your reporting you said the court had said, hey, we're not going to step on the state legislature's toes. Did they argue the other way? Well, the state legislature limited what the court system could do by putting this cap in.
No, that wasn't an argument. But Dan Rotier, the attorney for the plaintiff, had talked a lot about the size of the fund. And that's one of the arguments that doctors make, is this fund has to be big and robust so we can pay claims. And he was saying the fund is way larger than you need it to be because there's so few claims. And Justice Rogensack, Chief Justice Rogensack, said that's not our jurisdiction. We deal with the legal issues. There are other people who deal with the financial issues. And so they didn't address the size of the fund.
We'll leave it there for now. Chimane, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Thanks, Rob.
Chimane Mills is a reporter for WPR News. She was with us to talk about a Wisconsin Supreme Court decision keeping the state's cap for non-economic medical malpractice damages in place.